WIU's Illinois Institute for Rural Affairs oversees the two centers, and when director Dr. Chris Merritt learned the Quad Cities no longer had a small business development center, he asked the state for help. The Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity decided to give WIU a $300,000 grant for the first year.
We know that there's a lot going on where we could be working with business students as well as the engineering students. In previous years, we've done things like student business plan competitions. We've had sort of like a Shark Tank kind of experience where we may be able, we're sort of thinking out loud here about finding a way for seed money for some student business planning and that sort of thing.
Here's one success story from the main campus. Its Small Business Development Center helped a WIU student get a microloan to open a hookah lounge in Macomb. The self-employed entrepreneur will be able to graduate debt-free. And Merritt says the International Trade Center on the Moline campus will also benefit businesses and entrepreneurs in the Macomb area.
There's over 100,000 people. There are places like Quincy that also have companies that are doing international trade. We know, for example, in Macomb, we have a Pella. We have manufacturers. Even in rural Illinois, there are manufacturers who, if they don't have international trade plans now, they may have in the future. And so having an international trade center expert, I think, is really going to serve our business as well.
Two new positions have been created in the Quad Cities, and one has been filled. Michelle Lewis worked at the International Trade Center when it was located at Black Hawk College. She's already started working at Western's Quad Cities campus. I'm Michelle O'Neill.